Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And today we are doing our TOEIC article.
Mm.
We're going to learn about dealing with problems in the office or at work.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get started, why don't we talk quickly about some things that we've had go wrong and what we did to fix them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you think of anything?
No, nothing goes wrong with me because I'm perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
me and Donald Trump never make mistakes.
Mm.
Nothing. No, of course not. That's ridiculous. Yeah, actually, something went wrong yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I almost destroyed my breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know that expression, I'm such a bad cook, I can't even boil an egg? I messed up boiling an egg yesterday.
Oh, dear.
I put the egg in the hot water, and the shell cracked.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't me. It was actually the weak chicken.
That actually happens quite a lot. There's a good way to fix it.
What's that?
You pour salt on top of the egg.
See, this is why I need Erin in my life. So what I did, since I didn't know, does that really work?
It does.
That's crazy. Anyway, so what I did was I said, well, it's got a crack in it. I'll fry the egg.
Okay.
So I did that. I quickly grabbed the frying pan. I fried a nice looking egg. But then the egg decided it really didn't. I think this egg just didn't want me to eat it because it exploded and I got egg in my eye.
Oh, dear.
I actually got egg on my face.
Did you get egg out of your eye?
Well, I did. I was shocked. I got burned on my hand and I got flaming egg in my eye.
Oh.
But I ate that egg.
Okay.
I showed it who was boss.
That's a good way to fix it, I guess.
Yes, I fixed it by cooking it in a different method.
And almost burning yourself.
And almost killing and blinding myself.
Mm. Okay, well, at least you're still here to teach today's article.
And I'll never eat another egg.
Okay.
Reading. Dealing with project delays.
Hello, Lacey, it's Dan. I'd like an update on the Mayfair Hotel project.
Hello, Dan. Unfortunately, we've run into a snag. The manufacturer I contracted for bed linens and curtains can't get the fabrics we want right now.
What? Why not?
Apparently, the fabric mill was flooded and its stock was all ruined. It's now cleaning up and has to make all the fabrics again.
Should we just go with another fabric mill then?
No, I custom ordered those fabrics and already paid a 50% deposit on them. Plus, it's the only mill that can make the fabric style you wanted.
How long will it take until the new fabrics are ready?
The mill says it will prioritize our order and finish it within 2 weeks before sending it to the sewing factory.
It's a good thing we didn't state an exact date for when we'll open the hotel then. That means we don't need to update any signage, as we'll still open in summer 2018 as advertised.
Exactly. It should only be a small delay in the end.
Okay, so today's article is actually conversation.
Ah.
All right, so first we're going to hear from Dan.
Okay.
And he is going to be talking to Lacey.
Isn't that funny? Dan is Chinese for egg.
Okay. Mm. All right. Mm. Let's find out what Dan has to say.
He's not an egg. He's a person. He's
right.
A man. Okay,
yes. He says, hello, Lacey, it's Dan.
Mm.
I'd like an update on the Mayfair Hotel project.
Oh.
First thing we know from that is that he is on the phone
mm-hmm.
because he's saying, hi, Lacey, it's Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants an update. So what he's asking here is to have an update on a project.
Mm-hmm.
That means he wants the latest news or information that is available for the project. Now, any changes that have been made to the project since the last time he checked should be included so that he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's an example sentence. The boss has asked us to give her an update on our progress with the Smith contract.
All right. So this is some kind of business telephone conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, as you said, is on one side of the conversation, one end of the phone line. And Lacey, a colleague or coworker, is on the other end.
Right.
So Lacey, first of all, of course, being a polite woman, says, hello, Dan. And then she gets to the point of the matter, gets to his request for an update. She says, unfortunately, we've run into a snag.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, you can hear Dan feeling a little worried or surprised or maybe disappointed here because they've run into a snag. Well, to run into something, this phrase here. Now, we don't mean like two cars running into each other, crashing together or colliding. No, to run into something in this sense means to meet or to encounter something. Of course, you can run into a friend, again, not smashing into your friend, but you're walking down the street and then, hey, look, surprisingly, there's your friend in the store, on the street, somewhere you don't expect to see them. So I could say, hey, I ran into Aaron when I was at the bookstore on the weekend. It was quite a surprise. Here, though, we're not meeting a person. We're meeting a problem. We're meeting a snag. We're meeting some kind of new change or different situation. For example, we could say Willard ran into his old high school math teacher at the mall.
Okay.
That, of course, is to meet someone. But you could also say Willard ran into a problem when he tried to buy concert tickets. The show was sold out, so he met a problem, or he met a snag.
That's right. Now, a snag is just another word for a problem or a disadvantage that you did not expect to happen.
That's the difference here.
So it is a problem, but it's something you didn't think was going to happen.
And it's usually quite minor.
Right.
It's not a huge problem.
It's usually not very serious. You can usually deal with it quite easily.
Exactly. So a snag in your holiday plans would be, you know, the flight is overbooked and you might have to wait a few hours to get there. The snag would not be the hotel fell down because of a typhoon or the country is now at war. If we go there, we'll die.
That's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
Yep.
That's definitely not a snag. Anyway, let's get back to the snag. Let's get back to the problem that Dan is learning about. His coworker says, the manufacturer I contracted for bed linens and curtains can't get the fabrics we want right now.
Okay,
that does sound like a problem.
Yeah.
But yes, not a big problem. The problem is dealing here with someone who is making something for them. From the way they're talking, I get the idea that they're building a hotel.
Yes, it sounds
like. Something like that. And of course, when you're building a hotel or any kind of big business like that, you'll have lots of different companies making things for you to put in your hotel. In this case, people who make things for you are manufacturers. Basically, it's a person or a company that makes something. So if we're talking about the iPhone, Apple is the manufacturer of the iPhone. Generally, we're talking about the person who might make it with their own hands, but more generally, the company that owns all the factories, the company whose name is on the box, the company that owns the stores that we go to buy it in even, those could be the manufacturer. For example, Sony is the manufacturer of the PlayStation video game system. They're the company that makes those machines.
The manufacturers that are having the problem right now are the people who are making their linens. Now, we're talking about bed linens here. Linen is any kind of cloth that is used on a piece of furniture, such as the sheets on a bed, a tablecloth, or on a table. Now, bed linen describes the sheets, pillowcases, and blankets that are specifically used on a bed. It can be made from many different materials, but in modern days, linen is usually cotton or polyester. However, linen is also a type of cloth that's made from the flax plant. It's usually quite strong, and it has a higher quality than other cheaper materials that are easier to make. Let's use linen or bed linen in an example sentence.
Okay.
When Wanda moved into her new apartment, her aunt bought her some new bed linens as a gift.
Ah, she bought her some sheets.
Yes.
And things like that. All right, well, sheets, clothes, anything that's made, you know, to wear or to use in that kind of way. We often talk about fabric. Now, fabric is basically just what the thing is made of.
All right.
You can use fabric in many different ways to make clothes or bed linens or curtains or all sorts of stuff. But fabric is basically cloth. There are many types of fabric, from natural fabric like wool or cotton to artificial fabric or polyester, nylon, things like that. But basically, all of your clothes are made from different fabrics. Would we call leather a fabric?
Yeah.
Yes, it's made from animal skin, but you still cut it and shape it and sew it together to make clothes. Here's a fabric that everybody knows, denim. that jeans are made of. Mm-hmm. Denim is a tough fabric made from cotton.
True.
You take cotton and then you do something to it, and it becomes denim.
That's why we're not manufacturers.
That's why we don't make linens.
Okay. Well, Dan is... He's a little bit surprised. I mean, I think he probably checks up every couple of days.
Yeah.
And so here he says, what? Why not?
Mm-hmm. He wants to understand what's the problem. Why did this problem happen? Mm-hmm. And Lacey explains, apparently the fabric mill was flooded and its stock was all ruined.
Oh, that's not good.
But it's a good excuse. Mm. All right. So apparently, now notice Lacey uses this at the very beginning of what the reason, the explaining why it happened. She says apparently she uses this adverb because it's kind of like saying it seems or I think or from what I understand. Mm-hmm. She's not saying this is 100% fact. I was there. I saw it. Basically, when you say apparently, you're kind of saying, this is what I heard. Mm-hmm. This is what someone told me. This is what I read somewhere. But I'm not saying it's totally 100% true. I could be wrong. But as far as I know, which is another expression we could use, like apparently, as far as I know, this is the way it is. This is the truth. For example, the living room is a mess. Apparently, my roommate had a party last night. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't talk to my roommate. But this is as much as I can understand from what I know and see.
Sorry you didn't get invited to your roommate's party.
Apparently, I'm not that popular with my roommate.
Okay. Well, we learned that apparently the stock in the factory was ruined because of a flood.
Oh, that's not good.
So here we're talking about the noun stock. Stock is a large supply of something that you keep to be used at a later time. Or it could mean the supplies that a store or factory sells to customers or clients, which is how we're using it here. Here's an example sentence. I have a stock of water in my house to be used in case of emergencies. That sort of kind of goes along with the first definition. Mm-hmm. I just keep something in my house so I can use it later. Mm. For the second definition, we could say, we're running low on these products, so we need to order more stock before we run out.
And here we have the verb ruin. Yes, where apparently this is what happened to the linens in the factory. They were ruined by a flood. When something's ruined, this verb basically, it's similar to wreck, to destroy, to break, so it can't be fixed, so it's completely destroyed, it's completely damaged, and basically you have to start again. Natural disasters can ruin things, all right? They can knock buildings down or cause all sorts of chaos and damage. And also, we can talk about other things being ruined, maybe not as bad or as dramatic as a building being ruined. You could say, you know, the rain ruined my plans to go to the beach. I had these plans to go to the beach, but of course, if it's raining, I'm not going. All of my plans have been broken. My plans have been ruined. All right, so that's something you can ruin. Here's another case of something being ruined in our example sentence. Barnaby ruined his pants by spilling coffee on them. Ah, I hate when that happens. Barnaby ruined his pants by spilling coffee on them. Gotta buy new pants. Yeah, they were really nice pants, but they were white.
Oh.
Now they're brown and white.
That's why you don't wear white pants.
Don't wear white pants when you're drinking hot coffee.
Nope. Okay, well, we know now that the company that Dan and Lacey work for, they are building a hotel, but the people who they are ordering some linens from, they're not able to give them the linens they want on time.
No.
They had a flood, so here's what's happening now. It's now cleaning up. That it here is the factory where the linens are being made. Mm-hmm. It's now cleaning up and has to make all the fabrics again.
Ah, so this manufacturer basically has to start all over, and that means Dan Lacey and their new hotel will have to just wait. Mm. Or I guess they could go to another company, but it'll probably take just as much time, and they might lose some money here too. Anyways, so Dan is thinking about their options, some of the choices. They don't want to wait, of course.
No.
They have their own problems with waiting and wasting time. So Dan says, should we just go with another fabric mill then? All right, so yeah, he's thinking maybe we'll go to another company, another fabric mill. Basically, that's the same as a factory. A factory is where we make many types of things, but a mill is actually a more correct term for a place where they might make fabric, cloth, and things like that. So basically, should we go buy the linens from another company?
Okay, well, Lacey has thought about this. She's good at her job.
Sure.
And she says, no, I custom ordered those fabrics.
Oh, they're very special.
Mm-hmm. And already paid a 50% deposit on them.
There you go.
So there are two good reasons not to go with another company.
Yeah.
The first one is that she custom ordered the fabrics. Mm. Now, what we're saying here, when we use the word custom with a hyphen, we call this a prefix. And this prefix is used to show that something was specially designed or bought or other things like this for a particular person and that it's different from the designs that are available to the public. Mm. So not everybody can just go and buy these fabrics. Mm-hmm. They're making these fabrics especially for this company. We can also use this prefix with other words like custom designed website. Or custom-built bicycle.
Ooh, wow. Mm. So they made it just for Aaron. This isn't the type of bicycle I'd go in a store and they make hundreds every day. Mm. This is one made perfectly for you, for your size, for what you want to do with it.
Exactly.
Very nice, but probably a little bit of money. A little bit expensive. And if you're buying something expensive, if you maybe don't have enough money to pay for the whole thing now, you might want to leave a deposit. Mm. And that's our next word, deposit. Is a noun. Basically, you're putting some money down, you're putting down some of the full price, but not all of it. But basically, you're saying, yes, I want to buy it. Here, I'm giving you a bunch of money now. If I walk away, you keep that money, but if you're nice, I will give you the rest of the money later. We often do this for really expensive things.
Right.
For example, if you're buying a car or a new house or something, you might not have all the money to pay for that new car right now, right today, but you might go into the car store or the showroom or whatever and put down maybe 10 or 20% of the full price and then promise to pay them more each month for a while. But the first money you put down to sort of say, keep it for me, I want this, that's your deposit. For example, Nell put down a deposit on a new apartment. And that might be around 5-10% of the total price.
And that means no one else is going to
move in.
They're going
to keep it for you. But if you decide to change your mind or you don't give them the rest, they keep that money.
That's right. Mm. All right, let's continue on in the article. Lacey continues by saying, plus, it's the only mill that can make the fabric style you wanted. Mm. So another good reason not to go with a different mill, this is the only one that can give them what they want.
Yeah, plus, I, as a business person, I'd feel calling them and saying, hey, sorry your mill flooded, plus we're taking our business away from you. I'd feel kind of like a jerk saying that. Anyway, so it seems they're stuck. They're just going to have to be patient. Dan is starting to understand that. So then he asks, you know, the tough question, how long will it take until the new fabrics are ready? In other words, how long will it take them to clean their factory, fix their factory, and produce more of the stuff that we're waiting for?
Lacey's on top of this as well. She has the answer ready right away. She says, the mill says it will prioritize our order and finish it within 2 weeks before sending it to the sewing factory. Now, prioritize, this verb, is something that you do. When you do this, you put one thing before everything else because this one thing is more important. You can prioritize several things into a certain order, usually from most important to least important, but this will vary depending on deadlines, project sizes, and more. Okay, so they're going to prioritize, which means they'll have them ready and to the sewing factory in 2 weeks. That's not great, but it's not awful.
That's true. Two weeks actually surprises me. That seems quite fast for all the problems the fabric mill is dealing with. Well, Dan is trying to, you know, sort of fix this situation or at least keep it from being too bad. But he points out something good that he realizes. He says, it's a good thing we didn't state an exact date for when we'll open the hotel then. Mm. So basically, it's a good thing that they didn't put up a sign that says exactly the day the hotel will open. It didn't. They didn't put up a sign that says open on August 8th, 2018. Mm. Because, of course, if they miss that date, everyone will notice.
Right.
And it could cause all sorts of problems. So they do have a little bit of, we might call that wiggle room.
Yes.
They do have a little bit of room in there so it still doesn't look like they had a big problem.
Mm-hmm. And he continues on with this thread mm-hmm. here, and he says, that means we don't need to update any signage, as we'll still open in summer 2018 as advertised. So all their signs mm-hmm. or signage say summer 2018. So 2 weeks, that's not too bad.
Yeah, summer 2018 is any time from June to September. Mm,
exactly. Now, we did use one of our word power words from earlier, again here as a verb. Mm. Before we used update as a noun, and that was information that you give to someone after a little while to say what's changed, what's
sure.
new. When you update, you add the most recent information, news, or changes.
Ah.
So you could update your signs, you could update your websites, you can update your reports to make them current.
And that new information is the update.
Exactly.
Okay.
Here's an example sentence. This website hasn't been updated in years. Look, the last date it was changed was in 2012.
Wow. That's many years mm-hmm. past the time when they should update or
right.
have an update mm-hmm. for the website. And yes, they are talking about the signage. A good thing the signage said only summer of 2018. Signage, as you mentioned, is basically a commercial sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's the type of sign that you would see hanging or standing in front of a store. We're not talking here about stop signs or traffic signs or things like that. We're talking about signs that tell you what business is there, any new information, we're having a big sale, or closing soon, or even just the sign that shows you the name. So, for example, if it's late at night and you're hungry, you might look for some signage that shows you a convenience store is there. It'll
mm-hmm.
be lit up, and it'll let you know that they're in business. But that sign outside the store is often referred to as signage. For example, many businesses had to replace their signage after the typhoon struck.
Right.
Oh yeah, blows those signs down, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Okay, well, let's finish off the article here. Lacey says, exactly. So she agrees. It should only be a small delay in the end. Mm-hmm. Now, in the end, this phrase is used to show that something will happen after a period of time or the period of time after everything else has been done. Now, another way you could say this sentence is, after our order is complete, there will only have been a small delay.
Phew! Mm-hmm. That also is good news.
All right. Well, we've reached the end of our article today, so we're going to be right back with our For You Chat. Stay tuned.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. The question today, have you ever experienced a delay with your plans? If so, what happened?
Every time I fly to Hong Kong.
Okay.
Or every time I try to fly home from Hong Kong,
there
always seems to be a delay.
I'd
go to the bookstore and buy more books.
I think this is the most common place people experience
yeah.
delays.
Yeah.
Sort of in an airport or maybe in a bureaucratic office. You're trying to get a
sometimes.
Visa
mm-hmm.
or something like that. I usually get my delays with flights as well. Usually
yeah.
flying back to Taiwan
okay.
from Canada, I experience my delays.
It's a long trip, so
mm-hmm.
sometimes there'll be delays.
Exactly, and it snows a lot more there. So.
That's right. No more yeah. delay for us, though. We're going to wrap mm-hmm. it up, but we'll be back with more tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dealing with Project Delays.
Hello, Lacey. It's Dan. I'd like an update on the Mayfair Hotel project.
Hello, Dan. Unfortunately, we've run into a snag. The manufacturer I contracted for bed linens and curtains can't get the fabrics we want right now.
What? Why not?
Apparently, the fabric mill was flooded and its stock was all ruined. It's now cleaning up and has to make all the fabrics again.
Should we just go with another fabric mill then?
No, I custom ordered those fabrics and already paid a 50% deposit on them. Plus, it's the only mill that can make the fabric style you wanted.
How long will it take until the new fabrics are ready?
The mill says it will prioritize our order and finish it within 2 weeks before sending it to the sewing factory.
It's a good thing we didn't state an exact date for when we'll open the hotel then. That means we don't need to update any signage, as we'll still open in summer 2018 as advertised.
Exactly. It should only be a small delay in the end.
Vocabulary Review. Update. The boss wants an update on how our project is going. Update. We will update all the computers in the office to the newest version of Windows. Manufacturer. I have personally visited our product's manufacturer to make sure it treats its workers well. Bed linen. The Wallace Hotel just put in an order with us for 100 more bed linens. Apparently. I heard that Tina quit last night. Apparently, she and the boss got into a fight. But I don't know what about. Ruin. Miss, you've ruined this shirt with a coffee stain. I can't accept it as a return item. Deposit. After I create the product order, you must pay a 50% deposit, and then the rest when the products are ready to ship.